Welcome to your five for the day. I don't know about you, but I sometimes find it hard to believe that God really loves me, especially when I mess up, fail, or make bad decisions. I'm far from being perfect. Actually, no one is perfect, apart from Jesus. But God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son to die for us. Therefore, God must love us imperfect people. In fact, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God knows that perfect people do not exist. We all fail. God's love for us is bigger than our mistakes. So we can all be thankful that God loves imperfect people. In the Bible, God's people Israel were far from perfect. So God responded to the failures of his people with discipline. Even here, though, God's love is in the foreground as he used that discipline to draw them back to himself. As they return, the hardships turn to blessing. The rivers begin to return. He turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased. The Apostle Paul was far from perfect. In fact, he describes himself as the chief of sinners. Yet he can also write, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is the extent of the greatness of the love of God. The Son of God gave himself for me and you. It is not just that God loves the whole world. He loves you and me individually. He gave himself on the cross for you and me. He died for you and me. If you had been the only person in the world, Jesus would have died for you. It's as personal as that. God's love for us is unconditional, wholehearted, and continual. There is nothing we can do to make God love us more, and there is nothing we can do to make God love us less. When Paul finally understood this, it radically changed his life. His old life had come to an end. I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. The life you see me living is not mine. A new life had begun. Christ lives in me. The Spirit of Christ had come to live in him. This new life was a life of faith in the Son of God. Thank God that faith in Jesus Christ is all that is required. We know very well that we are not set right with God by rule-keeping, but only through personal faith in Jesus Christ. God, in his great love, embraces all who put their faith in Christ without distinction. This results in a totally changed life. Christ comes to live within us. We no longer live our old life, but a new one, by faith in the Son of God. Have you placed your faith and trust in Christ as your Saviour? The Bible says that as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. It's as simple as that. Thank you for listening.